I suppose for me, you know, anytime I'm doing something like a fundraiser, I did another fundraiser for Adele House in October, and all I know is running. So I always try to base these around running. And of course, with the times we're in, we can't go too far away from our home and we can't go out for too long. So I thought the best thing for me to do was to do it up my back garden. And my back garden is 9 meters in length and 4 meters wide. So I didn't have too much space. But again, you know, for me, it was just a thing of, I wanted to raise as much awareness on this as possible. I knew the crazier the idea, the better. I knew that people would get behind it. And, you know, for me, it was just, you know, 14 hours of running. These people that are in, you know, emergency accommodation, it's a lot more than 14 hours in, you know, the struggles that they're going through. So I knew I could do 14 hours in that space. I know that a lot of women and children are in homeless accommodation and they were relying heavily on, you know, restaurants and takeaways to get their food because they don't have kitchens in these rooms. So they were relying on that. So I know that this money will go towards delivering food vouchers, but also giving kids activity packs because, as you can imagine, kids are getting pretty bored, stuck inside a room, not being able to go outside and mix with other people and friends. So I know it will help with kids activity packs as well.